It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, we would like to invite you to join us on our WhatsApp channel. Now, the WhatsApp channel is our opportunity to keep in touch with you every day, to tell you when podcast episodes drop, when the show is live, and lots more besides. But we won't spam you. We'll send you one or two or maybe three messages a day, but no more than that. If you would like to join us on our WhatsApp channel, send us a WhatsApp right now to 085-825-2626 with the words "add me". Okay, that's all. You send "add me" to 085-825-2626. We will send you a link back by reply, and that link will have it will bring you straight to our WhatsApp channel, and you just subscribe from there. So as I said, it's our opportunity to keep you in touch every day with what is going on our WhatsApp, on our podcast, Opinions Matter. Joseph has been in touch with us, and Joseph has been on this show before. He's a regular enough caller, and he says, "You should talk about this. I lived in Dublin 24 in Talla. I don't want to live here, believe me, but I'm stuck here until we can sell this house. Anyway, where I live, antisocial behaviour is rampant. Teenagers going around night and day on their scooters, terrorising people, shouting abuse at people. They don't go near me because I live on their road, but the only one thing I can tell you is that they're all from fatherless homes, and this is why they are the way they are. Their mothers are doing the best they can, but when there's no father around and no stable house, this is what happens. They end up robbing cars at 15. Broken home equals broken teenagers. Do you not agree? Highlight this, please." And that's from a guy called Joseph. Now, he's arguing that if there's no dad around... Well, no, sorry. Actually, he's arguing that all the kids that are involved in antisocial behaviour in Dublin 24 are all from homes that doesn't have a dad around.
Now, this is not just because a lot of people, when we said we were talking about this, a lot of people got upset and said, "Oh, what evidence has he got? He can't just pluck those things out of his head." Well, he hasn't, because the estate that he lives in, now I know the estate he lives in, so do you. I've only been in that estate once, and it was actually reporting when we used to do the nighttime show, I remember going up, and it's a... Well, certainly 15 years ago, it was a kip of an estate. I don't know what it's like now. So he does have evidence. There's also evidence to back this up. I mean...
Sorry, evidence of what? Well, is evidence of antisocial behaviour?
No.
Or evidence that...
That there's no father on the scene with these youths that are... Sure, he said it himself. They live in his estate.
And he knows for a fact that none of them have a dad around.
Well, of course he does. Sure, he says he lives on the road. He knows that there's no father on the scene. I must be very difficult for... Okay, here's the thing. It's a very tough job. I'm being very careful how I say this, because I don't want to get into trouble today after what happened on the last episode. It's very difficult to parent a child, and it's very difficult to keep a child disciplined, especially teenage boys, I'd say. So whatever chance you have of two parents doing it, when it's only one parent and that parent happens to be a mother, because naturally... mothers aren't as intimidating to kids as fathers are, because they're not physically as, you know, a father. You remember the old expression, "Wait till your father gets home."
Mm-hmm.
Us as kids, we were terrified, or not terrified of our father, but the father was the disciplinary person in the house, weren't mm-hmm. they? Because they were men, they were seen as, you know, stronger, and that they would put you in your place.
Okay, but that is to imply that a woman can't do that job just as well.
I don't think a single parent can... And I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, because I'm being respectful to single parents. I think it's a very difficult job. If it's hard for two parents to discipline a teenager and keep them on track, how much more difficult is it for a single parent to
now, you're talking about a single parent, even if that single parent is a father on his own?
No, I'm saying probably your mother.
So
probably.
You're saying women can't parent alone and discipline as well as having a father around. That's really what you're saying.
No, I'm not.
But you did, because I asked you about a single father. Can he discipline as well? And you said, well, probably a bit better.
Well, yeah, but as the conversation I just said, and the point I just made, is that generally young boys and young girls are probably more intimidated by a male parent, parental figure than a female. And you only have to go back to your childhood, Adrian, and my childhood. It was generally the father that you were, you know, wait till your father gets home. Your father's going to kill you when he finds out what you do. So I get the point he's trying to make. So my
he says he has evidence. So what's the evidence?
Well, we're going to be talking to him in 10 minutes when he finish, when he goes on his lunch break. So we'll talk to him in 10 minutes and you can put that to him. So what
well, as Claire said, Jeremy, the 1950s called. They want their sexism so, back.
What's sexist? What has been said that was sexist? Yeah,
because you just said a woman raising kids on her own is not going to be able to discipline those kids as well as a father.
No,
living
that's
alone.
Not what I said. I said as well as two parents.
Okay, as well that's as two parents. But when I asked you about a father parenting alone, you said, oh, he'll probably do a better job.
Because generally, I'm not repeating myself. I've already made the point, so...
The point is extraordinarily sexist.
I don't think it is.
That without a dad around...
By the way, the stats to this, and I'll bring them to you in a few minutes. I have them here in front of me, but I'll let you all get into a false sense of security that you're all right, and then I'll give you the stats that'll actually disprove what you're saying. But what I will say is, I don't believe that every child brought up in a single-parent home is going to be a scumbag.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe that for 1 minute, yeah? That every child brought up in a single-parent home is going to be a scumbag. But, however, if you twist that, a lot of kids with troubled backgrounds who end up in trouble with the law, who end up jumping out windows and robbing cars at night, who end up dealing drugs on their avenue on scooters, a lot of them probably do come from a broken home.
And you have evidence of this?
No, but Joseph, who we're about to talk to, will have evidence. It's not my job to provide evidence. I'm just giving an opinion.
You can't make sweeping statements like that, though. Without any sort of evidence to back it up. It is absolute rubbish to be calling out statistics like
no,
this.
No, I do have evidence. The report is there. So
go and read the report.
No, we'll come to that in a few minutes. Go to the calls. We'll come to that in a minute. I just want to hear people disprove that.
Stacey.
Hi, you lads. Just want to say that's ridiculous what your man is saying about them having to come from a fatherless home. I'm from an area where one estate was council estate and the next estate over, the houses were $500,000. And I've seen people from both middle class families with parents that have two good jobs, never had to struggle, somehow falling in with the wrong crowd and committing crimes, selling drugs or robbing, just for no reason at all other than they're with the crowd that's doing it. And then the other side of it, people that are only doing it because they feel like they literally have no other option. They've come from a home, maybe a low-income home. They haven't got good education for whatever reason. And they've start robbing or start selling drugs to try and earn. They feel like it's the only way they can have an income. This comes back to the whole nature versus nurture thing. So I do obviously think it's a bit of both. The house you grow up in, how you're raised, what you're taught, what's right and what's wrong, what's acceptable and what's not. But then also the crowd you fall in with. No, it's not just because they're coming from a fatherless home. I know people who have got into crimes just because their father was into committing crimes and they've grown up in that world and they follow in the father's footsteps. Other people who, like I've said, have come from a home where they didn't have to do that. They never had to struggle to pay bills or put food on the table. They didn't know what struggle was, but they still, for some reason, got caught in with the wrong crowd. So it's a lot to do with where you come from, who you hang around with, what values you hold to yourself. Doesn't really know whether the home is fatherless or not. I don't think has anything got to do with it whatsoever.
Now, we just got this voice note in from Neil.
I grew up all right, lads. My dad, terrified of him, wonderful man, still is a wonderful man, never ever put his hand on me, had a wonderful relationship, respected him down to the ground, and that's the exact way I raised my children. But the fear of God in them, 25-year-old daughter, two boys, 17 and 20, and they all work full-time, and we have a great relationship. full respect. No father figure in the house caused a lot of problems. Hell of a lot of problems. Cheers, lads.
All right, Neil. No father figure in a home causes a hell of a lot of problems, he claims.
But of course, none of you will be upset by that. You'll be upset by my comments. Now, it always happens in this podcast. I'll say something and people get really upset. We'll come to you in a second, but there's a message from Tara here that is vicious about me. And we've just asked her, can we play it? But it's vicious. And she doesn't want to come on because she says she'd kill me and I'm a prick and all this. But Neil has just said worse than what
I've
said.
She doesn't have an opportunity to say Neil's a prick because Neil isn't on here.
I'm just saying I haven't said anything bad. I have not said anything.
I don't know about that.
No, I haven't said anything bad. Neil has said worse.
Well, but Neil's not here to get angry with.
None of you will be angry with Neil. Anyway, this girl, Tara, we'll see if we can play her message in a moment, but she's pissed off at me because she is a single parent raising two children and she's saying that they're going to turn out okay.
Yeah, and I'm sure they will.
Yeah. And again, Tara, rewind the podcast before you call me a horrible... Some of the names she's called me. Before calling me a horrible human being, saying I'm disgusting and all that. Rewind the podcast back. I did not say for one second... I'm annoyed now. I did not say for one second that children brought up in one-parent homes are going to end up in crime and that single mothers can't do a decent job. In fact...
That's exactly what you said.
Not. In fact, I said the opposite. I said it must be a very difficult job.
Jeremy, you can't completely backtrack on what you actually said. What you actually said was a child is much more likely to end up in crime if that child is raised by a single parent. That's exactly what you said. And when I put it to you, if that single parent is a father, will he be able to do a better job? And your answer was, yes, he will be able to do a better job. Okay. So she's right to think that you are an absolute prick.
No, she's
right to be angry with you.
I am basing that off the statistics I have in front of me.
Give us the statistics.
No, go to Una first. You've been on hold for ages. I'll give you the statistics.
Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Una. What did you want to say on this?
It doesn't matter who it is, mother or father. It doesn't matter. It's because they're bored out of their trolley and they're getting social welfare and they just want to run amok. If they got work to do, say, like cleaning up the streets or painting or even put them in the army, they'll sort them out. Nothing to do with who's rearing them. It's the way they're brought up. It's just a bored trolley and they've nothing else to do, so they just pick...
Okay, but one of the arguments here is that a child who is being raised without a father on the scene is much more likely to end up in antisocial behaviour.
No, I don't agree with that, no. No, that's not the case. Doesn't matter.
According to Jeremy has stats to back it up.
Well, no, the article here from a retired judge says fatherless homes lead to child crime. All keep your knickers on. This is not me saying this. This is reading out.
Do you agree with it?
About juvenile crime. No, I agree with the statistics. If the statistics are there.
Well, go on, tell me.
I agree. If an article says 20 plus 20 is 40, Adrian.
Yeah.
That's not an opinion. I agree with it because that is a fact. I'm looking at the figures here, and the figures are saying that juvenile crime, and this is coming from a retired judge, fatherless homes lead to child crime. That is not me saying that. So go and knock on the judge's door if you have a problem with that.
And they're facts. Are they? Because the judge said it. It's a fact.
Well, he's been dealing with juvenile crime all his life.
So go on, give me more statistics.
This isn't a statistic show. Google the story yourself.
I want to know exactly what you're shouting on about. Read out the stats. Tell me what it says.
It's a big article. I'll have to go through all of them. But he's talking about the different crimes committed by juvenile offenders. And in fact, another listener, Orla, contacted us and said, this is a study of over 13,000... people in prison, over half grew up without a father figure.
So that means half grew up with a father figure.
I did not say that every child being raised by a single parent is going to end up in crime. In fact, I said the opposite. I said you're doing a hard job, but as difficult as it is to keep
it... But your implication was that women trying to raise children on their own aren't as tough as having a man around. That's what it is.
Just shut up.
No, that's what you said it was.
Just shut up. You're annoying me now. For the sake of it.
Jeremy, only 10 minutes ago you said this.
2 days in a row.
10 minutes ago.
2 days in a row.
Oh, stop being such a child. 0858252626 is our number. Una, just to go back to that, do you believe that there is any connection between a teenager being brought up with no dad around, so therefore not as much discipline?
No. It doesn't matter who, if they have no parents or what parents. No. I don't believe that at all. Whether it's the mother, a child without a father, or whether it's a child without a mother. No. Don't believe it at all.
Okay, so you don't believe there's any connection between the two?
No.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Now, Jeremy, I have to tell you, an awful lot of people have been on to us.
I don't care.
Hang on, let me read this. Care. Jeremy said how hard it was to raise kids as a single parent. They do an amazing job. Stop putting words in his mouth.
Because Adrian will...
No, because
Adrian loves putting words in his mouth because it sexes up the podcast a bit more.
Because you said 10 minutes ago that a woman will struggle with discipline where a man won't.
And nurture will tell you, yes, that generally kids, and frightened is the wrong word to use, but kids, when it comes to discipline, traditionally, it was the father that disciplined. That's not to say that there wasn't women that took the cane to kids as well, but I'm saying the whole issue of wait till your father gets home was a big thing back in the day. But Adrian will put blinkers on and put words in my mouth because it makes a better podcast. So I'll be thrown to the wolves as usual. Thrown to the wolves. Where's the wolves, Adrian? Here in the field. Say, what wolf makes that noise?
Is that the noise they make?
It's a coyote. Throw me to the wolves.
Joseph, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joseph?
Adrian, Jeremy, hi. How are you?
Good, thanks, Joseph.
I have to say, I honestly believe that where I was in Tala, I lived in Tala up until last year, the antisocial behaviour, and in a lot of cases, I know for a fact, came from teens without a father in their life. And I would imagine that is not a stretch to say that applies to a lot of the teenagers in Irish society.
Okay, so sorry, the message that we read out earlier on, Joseph, that was from you, and that was written as if you still live there, but you don't live there anymore, is that right?
No, thank God, I got out. I'm renting at the moment, and I'm trying to sell that house still. I just had to get out because it was just constant battle, and it's not a place where I wanted to raise my children and our family. But I am of the opinion that, and I think that has been the case when I was growing up, and my dad's not with us no longer, but I miss him terribly, but I had a mum and I had a dad. We had a functioning family. And I think a functioning family has functioning children. And when that dynamic is broken, we see what happens.
Okay, the implication is that unless there's a mammy and daddy around, it's not a functioning family.
Absolutely. Adrian, you could ask any probation officer maybe in this country to come on to this show, and they will tell you when it comes to these teenage boys, or indeed girls, the vast majority of them come from broken homes. The mum and dad, and I agree with Jeremy 100%, that the mum and dad dynamic is so important in our lives. You two sound like well-rounded individuals. You've had great careers. I'm assuming you both had a mum and a dad in your life.
Well,
yeah. Well, what are you saying, welfare? You know we both did, yeah.
Well, that's not a surprise to me.
Tell me about the article in a second. Let's go back to living in Dublin 24, antisocial behaviour rampant, teenagers going around night and day on their scooters terrorising people, blah, 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 blah. But she said, the one thing I can tell you is that they are all from fatherless homes.
Yeah, in many cases.
And you know this for a fact.
I know that for a fact. Well, Adrian, the vast majority of them I knew. Maybe there were some I didn't know, but I don't think it's a stretch to say what I've said. And I'm sure in some cases the mums are doing their best, but when that dynamic isn't there, there's a major struggle. And there's loads of studies that can back that up. The article I read was a few years back, but it was in relation to the UK and the juvenile detention centres there. Mm-hmm. And it was over 70% of them were fatherless. I mean,
so 70%. Okay, 70% of teenagers that were in juvenile detention in the UK were from a home with no dad around.
Exactly.
And you believe what you witnessed in the Jobstown area of Tala vindicates that?
Absolutely. I think that's a fact. And facts don't care about people's feelings. And I'm sure people are going to ring in and say, "Well, my little Johnny's an angle. He's fine." But the dynamic is so important. I mean, Jeremy had mentioned about the dad being the disciplinarian. I think it can work both ways. I know mums can do that as well. But I think you need both. I think you need the yin and the yang to make it work. Because the studies have shown that when that dynamic is broken, that these teens struggle. They struggle with self-esteem. They struggle with life experiences. They struggle in relationships. They're promiscuous. All of this happens as a result of that.
All because daddy's not around.
Yeah, but when that dynamic is broken, do you realize
how insulting and condescending you sound towards women who are doing their best day in and day out to raise children all by themselves?
That's not what he said.
Hang on, Adrian, if you were listening to me, I said I'm sure that there's mums out there that are doing their best, but when that dynamic is broken, it's going to be a struggle.
So they can try their best. They can try their best, but their best won't be good enough.
All he's saying is what single parents say all the time, that it's a big struggle being a single. It's a difficult job being a single parent.
I've no doubt it is.
You were a single parent.
I've no doubt it is.
So that's all he is saying, and I don't know why people are getting upset about him. All he is saying is what single parents will tell you themselves. It's a struggle. Can you imagine being a single mother raising three teenage boys and trying to keep them in order?
I'd say it's a struggle. Yeah,
that's all he's saying.
The other thing that happens, and I genuinely believe that happens, is that career criminals of a certain age, maybe in their 30s or 40s, know this and are targeting these young lads and becoming somewhat of a father figure, maybe buying them gifts and getting them a few pints or what have you. But there's an ulterior motive. They become part of this crew who go out and are criminals. And this is happening all the time.
Una, what do you make of what you're hearing here from Joseph?
No, I don't. It's not just because there's no father on the scene or mother. Well, it's the other way around. There's no mother and there's a father on the scene. Do you think that makes much of a difference? I don't think so.
No, you're missing my point completely. If a mother's doing it on her own, that's a struggle. If a father's doing it on his own, it's a struggle. There needs to be both. And I think during the 70s and the 80s, the proof is in the pudding. The people that had the mom and the dad present in their lives, if they were good parents, raised good children. The problem now in this generation is fucked because that the mums have either split from the dads or the dad has fecked off of his own accord. And there you go. That stable family has gone. And you see it all the time. All you've got to do is go to the forecourt as a member of the public yourself and watch all of these cases. And it's the same old story. Little Johnny came from a broken home. And I know some of you say, oh, you're sick and tired of hearing that. But again, that is a fact, and facts don't care about your feelings.
No, it's not really. I don't agree with that at all.
Again, facts don't care about your feelings.
Well, that's how I feel, because I know people that what you're saying, they've no father in the scene or mother, and our kids are going to college now and have brilliant jobs.
No, that's fine. I'm sure that there are some single
parents. You know what I mean? There's no father in the scene there either.
Some single parents, I'm sure, are doing a wonderful job, and more power
to
them.
Yes, I know they are. Yeah,
but there's 70-odd percent, according to this survey in UK, 70% of these juveniles that are in detention.
We're not in the UK, sorry. We're not in the UK.
It's not a stretch.
Okay, let me ask you then. Let me ask you, Joseph, what about same-sex families? Two men or two women? Are they able to do a good enough job?
In my opinion, and this may cause a little bit of a ruckus, it's something I wish them all the best, but I do wince when I see it. I think the mother and father... Because you need the mum and the dad, Adrian, as far as I'm concerned. If you want to have that family unit without any complications, I think it's important. And I don't think we should poo-poo the whole mother and father aspect and the importance of it. It is vitally important in the upbringing of a child. That dynamic is there.
Okay, so
when it's a mum and a mum and when it's a dad and a dad, it is totally different. You can do your best, but I would rather the option that how do I word this properly? I think the best option for any child now who's looking for a family, if given the option of a dad and a dad and a mum and a mum, or a mum and a dad, the mum and a dad is the best option, because then you've got the best of both worlds.
The implication here is that kids from we'll call it a traditional household with a mammy and a daddy, are less likely to get into trouble, less likely to be in antisocial behaviour and everything else. Yet you know and I know that a lot of people that do get up to no good in their teenage years are from a family with a mammy and daddy.
And I'm sure there are many cases like that, but statistically, it's a broken home. Get a probation officer on and he'll tell you, or she'll tell you, that we hear it every day of the bloody week, these teenage couriers, and it's the same, and it is a sob story in many cases, but it's the same story. They've come from broken home, constant. You may as well just copy and paste these articles every day of the week, because that's the case.
Okay, stay with me for a second if you can, please, Joseph. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this, let me bring in Jonathan.
First part of this is I call bullshit on the idea that these kids don't have fathers in all of the homes. I'm sure there's probably some without them, but not all. Might not be great fathers, but they're probably in the house, so I call that bullshit on that staple straight away. Second of all, why are you surprised at this? There's no guards anywhere, patrolling anywhere anymore. They can do what the fuck they like. And now you have this scenario where you can be a 49-year-old fat fuck, jump off your couch, join the guards, not do a press-up or a sit-up, do 16-week attempt more, come out barely knowing the law, and being told, don't chase them in case they fall down, because then they can sue you. Great system it is in place that we have, isn't it? No, the whole system is fucked, and the reason that these boys are doing this is because they're getting away with it. It's as simple as that. Conviction after conviction after conviction, and they get away with it. And just re-emphasise, like I said, what are they telling us now coming out of the guards? 49-year-old, jump off your couch, come on down to Tampa Moore. Don't do a sit-up or a press-up. Can you run around that little square there? Yeah. Okay, you pass, off you go now, and don't do anything. Sit in your car and don't chase anybody. Don't know the law. It's a fucking joke, boys. It's a joke, and don't tell me what's coming out and the recruitment drive is going to fix all this, because it won't. It's an overhaul of the whole justice system that is required in this country, from top to bottom. Two-tier justice system. It's an overhaul of all of it that we need. So no, they're doing it because they're getting away with it. It's as simple as that. They're not being charged, they're not being caught, they're not being found out. And that's why they're doing it, because they're getting away with it. Simple as that.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
John, you're angry over what you're hearing here. Why?
Because it's bullshit, Adrian. It's bullshit. You know, I know fatherless families. I know motherless families, and they're great families. I know kids that have a mother and father, and they're fuckers. You know, there's no proof in that. That he's talking about the UK. You know, it was statistics off the UK. You know. Where's the other statistics? You know, this is what I want to know.
I have it here. I'll give it to you. It says, in a recent related study, it was found that 80% of prisoners in the judicial system came from fatherless homes. It also found that children brought up in fatherless homes were 4 times more likely to live in poverty. In fairness, that's not the mother's fault. 7 times more likely to have to deal with a teen pregnancy, more likely to perform poorer in schools, and more likely to abuse alcohol and drugs.
Oh, gosh, I don't believe it. And who said this?
Well, I'm not saying it. Whoever did the stats, I don't know.
You know, I'm just making the point there, Jeremy, that I know kids with mothers and fathers and they're fuckers, you know. And I know kids, that come from fathers and mothers and sons.
Nobody
and
has said that. Not even,
this is my point to Joseph.
But Joseph didn't even say that.
But Joseph is saying that you need a father, you need a mother. He says he wins and have mother and mother, father and father families. So, you know, I think Joseph has a problem all around, you know, to be honest with you. But the fact of the matter is, you know, just fuckers in every family, you know, and everybody can agree with that. You know, there was a fucker in my family, you know, like there's a fucker in every packet, as I'd say, you know, and that's just the way it is. It's the look of the drawer, you know. But the fact of the matter is, I don't agree with Joseph what he says.
Okay, Joseph, I let you back in there.
Well, look, Adrian, here's the thing. Jeremy just gave him stats from Ireland and he said, and I quote, "I don't believe that." I mean,
I don't.
Jesus Christ. Well,
I don't, Joseph.
I don't care about your feelings. I've said that a couple of times.
The fact of the matter is, Joseph, I've told you already, Joseph, that I've said it to you already, that I know families, I know parents, and I know the kids are fuckers. I'm not saying it to you, you know. And this is the fact of the matter.
That's great.
You know?
Yeah, but specifically, the actual fact, not opinion.
Well, you're
the actual fact,
you're missing a mother, you're missing a father, the family can't function. It's whole bullshit what you're saying, Joseph.
I'm saying statistically, they are in
a better place. But you said you need a unit to operate properly. You don't need any fucking unit, Joseph. You don't.
Of course you do. Of course you need a family unit.
Well, you should. Get your shit together, Joseph.
Hang on, Joseph. A family unit, in your opinion, is mammy, daddy, child. Yep.
Adrian, what he's saying is, if there's no fucking mother around or father around, that's it. The family's fucked from the get-go. He's absolutely
talking to his asshole. That's not what I'm saying at all. You said it already. The child will have a better opportunity in life if that family unit is there. What has been proven statistically, as Jeremy's just pointed out, is that when that's not the case, that these things can happen. And in 80-odd percent or whatever the quote was, of Irish cases, it's a fatherless home.
You're living on cloud fucking nine, Joseph. You're the one that's not listening
to the actual stats, and I'm living on cuckoo land.
The fact of the matter is, stats are stats. I know in real life, I'm talking about real life here, Joseph, that I know there's father and mother that's there and the kids are fuckers. I'm not to tell you. Do we have to keep going around and saying
that, Joseph? Jesus Christ. I'm not speaking for the entire country. I am not speaking for the entire country. I'm just talking about statistics and facts.
I'm only speaking for myself, you know, and I'm making a point, Joseph, that your stats are up your ass. Simple.
So, you're pulling them out of fucking school, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know where the fuck they're getting these stats from, but they're not right.
Do you not believe, John, that it is much more difficult for a woman on her own to raise kids on her own? Do you not agree with that?
Everybody that's a single parent has a tough time on bringing up kids because of the financial woes and this and that and the other. Mm-hmm. But I do believe, Asian, and I'm seeing it from my own two eyes, they do a fantastic job. They're out working, they're doing their bit for the country, they're doing their bit for the community.
Sorry, John, get your shit together because nobody is actually saying that. Nobody is saying...
He said that it need a family unit, he says. He said all he's saying,
and anybody will tell you this, that... Being a parent is a difficult job, and it's probably...
We all fucking know that, Adrian.
Would you just listen for a second? And that is probably a job that does take... Now, in an ideal world...
Here we go again. You're leading me back down that path. No. Oh, it nearly takes two parents. That fucking obviously doesn't, because a single parent's out doing it.
Well, I don't know. Have you ever had the kids... My missus went away for a couple of days last year.
Would you listen to me for a second? For fuck's sake, could you shut up?
I remember having the kids alone for a couple of days when the missus went away last year. Jesus, it was a struggle. I don't know how single parents actually function. I don't know how they function. And
they've no fucking choice. They do it. That's why.
And it's
can I ask? Can I ask? Go on, Joseph.
Yeah.
Can I get a word in without interrupting? I'd love to just ask him a question. Let's say, hypothetically, right, you are the owner of an adoption agency. You've got a two-year-old child, and you've got four options, for example, right? So you've got a single male, a single female. These are both separate people. Then you've got two males who are a couple. You've got two females who are a couple. I'll give you a fifth option. How about a husband and wife? Which home do you think that child will have the best life in?
That's a fairly straight question. You actually knew the answer to this.
Obviously, the adoption home is going to give it to the mother and father. You knew that.
Why is that? Because it's the best fucking option.
But here's the thing. Is it fucking though?
Well, I'm sure the adoption agencies know what they're doing.
It's been proven in cases there that there is a mother and father has been taking kids and they've gone straight back into the home. You know, so the fact of the matter is, like, no matter what you say here, Joseph, there is a point in everything, and I take your point in what you said, but what I'm saying to you is, Joseph, right now, here and now, there's mothers doing their job of two parents and they're doing a great job. There's fathers doing it and they're doing a great job. My point is, I don't believe for 1 minute, Joseph, that you have any basis to say that, they're coming from broken homes or they're coming from this and coming from that.
John, listen to me. Where did he grow up? Was it Jobstown? Jobstown.
Okay. I moved out of Jobstown a year ago.
Okay. Where he lived in Jobstown, John, so if you take Jobstown as a petri dish, isn't that what they do in science? If you take Jobstown as an area, he was living in
Jobstown. Where the fuck you live in Ireland?
If you actually shut up and listen to him. He plucked out this area that he lived in called Jobstown, and statistically, from seeing the scumbags that were doing all the crime in the area, he knew, now correct me if I'm wrong there, Joseph, he knew that... which houses they lived in, and the scumbags in Jobstown did not have fathers living in the house. So they are statistics.
It's amazing how we knew all this. This is crazy. you know what this sounds like? You know what this sounds like?
So hang on, are you disputing the fact that Jobstown doesn't have a problem with teenage antisocial behaviour?
Adrian, the whole country has problems with teenagers and this, that,
but not everywhere.
They're fucking teenagers.
Not everywhere does. Not everywhere does.
Well, the whole country has.
No, it's
everywhere.
Not true. That's actually not true.
You know, what did they do on him to be so bad? You know, what did they do? Like, they're going around on our school. Where's these letters? Is that what it is?
Did you ever read the newspapers or online or anything? And you hear these cases of the teenagers, and they're juveniles, and they're in detention centres, and every article you see is the same. They come from a broken home. I mean, that's the go-to for anyone that's defending them in all of these cases. And that's the case in many of the cases. And any probation officer will tell you.
I'm going to go back to the start with you, Joseph, and you said that you need the mother, you need the father, you need this. You don't need it. I'm going to say you don't. You know, that's what I'm going to say. And that's my point
I will agree with you on a certain point in that there are dads, single dads out there who are doing their very best and doing a wonderful job, and the same would apply to single mothers. But you have to agree that would it not be better to have that family dynamic as the mum and the dad, and everything's hunky-dory? That's the best option. That's why the adoption agencies go for that category, because it is the best option. That's what we're saying here. There's no argument. I mean, the facts are there, the stats are there. When it comes to these juveniles, they've come from broken homes, and more often than not, there's no father figure there. The maternal figure is as important as a father figure, and I think both is just an ideal combination.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Joseph, if you can, please. Tara is a little bit annoyed.
Oh, I would, but I would probably get myself in trouble. And the way that man speaks about single mothers, he is an absolute disgrace to the radio station. He's actually a disgrace to be a man. I have two fabulous sons. One is autism, and they are amazing. And they do not have a father in the picture. So Jeremy, I can't, because he's actually making my blood boil. He's a pathetic little man that loves to masturbate. Like, he's a sick, sick little man.
Sorry, sick little man.
What has masturbate got to do with this?
It was our conversation recorded today's show.
I didn't say I. By the way, there's nothing wrong. That's a bit weird, because first of all, I don't, because I'm in a healthy marriage. But there's nothing wrong to suggest that, first of all, any man that masturbates is some sort of weirdo.
That's not the point. The point you're making is your comments are you're a sick, twisted little man. That's what you're saying.
I did not put single mothers down or single parents. If anything, I bigged them up, saying it's a job I could not do. Rewind the podcast. Where it has the facility, if you're listening on Spotify, press rewind and you'll hear that I was actually bigging up single parents and saying, and I'll say this again, I'll say it very slowly, a job of a parent is very difficult. When there's two of you, it's very difficult. When there's one of you, it's near impossible. It's a job I couldn't do. So I can understand if children go by the wayside or whatever, if there's only one parent. It's and I'm not saying man, just for the purpose of the expression, it's a two-man gig. It should be a two-man gig. And unfortunately, in some cases, it's not a two-man gig, and that must be really, really difficult. That was the point I was making.
Okay. Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Anthony.
I'm all right. How are you?
Well, you're good. You're angry. Yeah.
Yeah, I am. First of all, I don't agree with any of that crap Joseph was saying. There are plenty of antisocial youths out there who just want to cause trouble. They're not bored with nothing to do. They just want to go out and cause mayhem. And plenty of them have fathers. They don't come from broken homes. They need to put these scumbag youths into the Irish army to put discipline and the fear of God into them. Frankly, Joseph is just lying through his damn teeth, and he's clearly a homophobic, and he clearly hates the idea of women as single mothers as well with his attitude. That just boils my fucking blood with all his crap he was saying.
Okay, sorry, Joseph, you're homophobic and you're completely and utterly wrong in everything you just said.
All I said in relation to adoption centres was there is a reason they opt for the mother and father dynamic, because it is the best environment to raise a child in. That is statistically proven.
Do you not know that?
Facts don't care about your feelings.
Do you not know that a lot of examples of mothers and fathers who adopted children, they went on to treat children they adopted horribly, wind up killing them, abusing them. Do you not know that fact, Joseph, do you? Or do you just ignore that to your agenda?
What agenda are you talking about? What?
You're homophobic.
Jesus, am I homophobic? How am I homophobic?
What the crap you're saying for a start, that's showing you how homophobic, and you don't think women can be single mothers. My lady sister was.
I never said that once.
Okay?
You need to wash your ears out, love, because I never said that once. I said that there's some single mothers out there doing a great job. Will you shut the fuck up
and let me talk?
Take yourself a chill pill. That's what you need to take. My God.
I don't need a chill pill, you bastard.
Now, I hope St. John's ambulance is on standby for you by the sounds of you. I mean, wow. What are you so angry about?
Will you shut up and let me talk? Jesus Christ. Do you know how many letters?
Turn down the volume. I'm not deaf. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to talk now.
Yes, let me talk. Can you shut up and let me talk?
Okay, go on, Anthony. Talk away.
What it calls trouble. A good few of them have fathers around and just call it trouble because these parents, they just do not give a damn.
Anthony, can you answer this question?
What is it?
Sorry, Jesus. What Joseph has witnessed, when he lived in Jobstown, in the estate that he lived in, yeah, and I happen to know that estate because I did a report. Remember that year that I did a report for that?
I remember well.
I got ran out of the place. How is it that all the antisocial behaviour that was carried out where Joseph lived in Jobstown was all done by children?
Allegedly.
Oh, no, but why? Is he lying?
Well, yeah, I don't know how Joseph managed to pluck those figures out of the air.
Are you lying, Joseph?
I was talking about the kids that I know in Jobstown that were fatherless. Mm-hmm. The statistics I brought you were from a UK study I read a few years back, but 70% of the juveniles in prison are from fatherless homes. You gave us the Irish ones that were much the same. So, I mean, we're throwing stats at people. We're like, I don't believe that. You can't fix stupid.
Well, the UK statistics are not relevant to here in Ireland, Joseph. So mentioning that is just a lot of crap. Okay,
Jeremy gave the Irish ones. Oh my God!
I don't believe that.
Let
me ask you, Anthony, do you believe that it is possible that teenagers brought up by a lone parent mother are more likely to end up in trouble than kids brought up in a two-parent household? Yes or no?
I believe that there's a lot of antisocials who come from homes with mothers and fathers. This claim that a lot of them are just from single parents or broken homes is just crap. There's plenty of them out there who have parents who have loving homes who just want to go out and cause trouble. That's what it is. And they seriously need to put these scumbag youths into the Irish army to put discipline and fear into them. That's what they need to put them into the fucking army. That's what they need to do.
Okay, stay there for a second, both of you, if you can, please. I want to bring in this WhatsApp voice note that came in just a couple of minutes ago from Hannah.
Just in relation to my comment regarding what Joseph was saying, that if two women or two men have a child, they won't have the same opportunities as those children who have one mom and one father. I really don't understand what that's supposed to mean. Like, I'm 32 years of age. When I was 10, my dad left. He was an abusive alcoholic. He was vicious. You know, he was highly aggressive. He used to smash the house up on a nightly basis. You know, and my mom raised myself, my brother and I, the best she could. And we all turned out really well. We're all married. We all own our own homes. You know, we all have children. You know, my sister is a ward manager in a hospital. My brother is a head chef of a Michelin star restaurant. I'm a business owner. You know, we didn't do too badly. So for somebody to sit there and say, you know, just that specific thing about if you have a same-sex parents, they don't have the same opportunities, is just absolutely baffling. Like, are we in 2025 or are we in 18, 2025? I have no idea what's going on. This is absolutely chaotic. And I wasn't raised in a bad area. I was raised in a good area, if that's the right way to say it. You know, but we came from a fatherless home. We didn't turn out too badly.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Can I just say in relation to Hannah's message before the break, and I'm not defending Joseph. I mean, we agree on certain points. But I don't think Joseph was even saying that if you are a child of a one-parent family or a broken home, whatever the case may be. And in your case, Hannah, you were better off away from that situation with an abusive father like that. But I don't think Joseph is saying that if you are brought up in a one-parent home, you are destined for a life of crime. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Do you believe that, Joseph?
No, absolutely not. No. I mean, people are jumping on here thinking of charged an entire country with the one brush. That's not what I'm saying at all, because the point I'll make again is that there are single mothers out there doing a wonderful job, and the same applies to single fathers. What I said was in relation to children getting adopted, and there's the reason that the adoption agencies opt for that mother, the male and female dynamic, because it seems to be what works best for a child. And that has been proven over and over again. You can look up any article on juveniles in detention centres or in prisons across the country, and it's the same old story, broken home. And that's all I was saying on that. So,
Having said that, boy A and boy B didn't come from broken homes.
No, they didn't. They actually came from fairly respectable homes, let the truth be known. Jessica, you're fit to kill as well. Why?
Well, I'm going to make Joe's head spin. I came from a quote-unquote broken home. It wasn't fatherless. It was a separated home. There's a big difference. And I'm gay. So if I ever adopt kids, Jesus, they're fecked, Joe, aren't they? And they just screwed up for life.
What are you getting? You're getting at me for what exactly? What was that I said that triggered you?
Because you keep saying that they're going to give kids to like the ideal family of a mom and dad, but you can come from an ideal home and still just be a scumbag rat. So
I know this.
Talking out your hole.
I'm not learning anything new here. You're not telling me something I don't know already. I'm not tarring an entire country with the one brush. I'm just speaking about statistics that I have seen and the opinion and where I was in Jobstown. Yeah. And I know in many cases that these kids were well, Jeremy read the Irish ones that were even higher, 80%. You know, I mean, and that's fact. And that's the point I was making on this. I am in no way homophobic. I was just pointing out that the dynamic of the mum and dad is what works best for children.
Well, but what did I must have missed that bit. What did you say that was homophobic? I must have missed that.
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea.
Well, what you said was two dads or two mammies aren't as good a dynamic as a mammy and a daddy. That's what you said.
I know of same-sex couples that have adopted children and are doing a wonderful job. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the family dynamic, as we know it, as I knew it growing up and as you guys did, of the mum and dad, we cannot diminish the importance of that dynamic for a child growing up. It is really important to have both. And why that is being diluted now, because it's 2025, is beyond me.
Okay, Jessica, what about that? That's his main point, that the ideal parenting dynamic is a mammy and a daddy and a child. Not two mammies, not two daddies, not one mammy, not one daddy, a mammy and a daddy. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I get that. It's ideal because it's the most common form. But like I said, the main thing for me is you keep saying fatherless, but there's a difference between fatherless and separated homes. That's my key issue.
Okay, that you were raised in a single-parent home, but your father was still involved, obviously. Is that right?
I told you about me. I grew up in Cafeer Park. All you need to do is put in Cafeer Park and you get, I don't know how many articles I've seen it day to day for the first 10 years of my life. Never went out the door, and I'm thankful for that, because I probably would have ended up in a bad crowd, because that's all there was around me. I didn't have a fatherless home because I still saw my dad every week. Mm. So there's a difference between fatherless homes and separated homes.
All right, thanks.
And they're not all scumbags.
Okay, thanks, Jess. Damien has some statistics for us.
Hey, guys. Just to throw petrol on Anthony's fire, I worked for a number of years in the children's court, and I can 100% agree with John that the majority of kids that came through the system were from one-parent families. End of story. Not even up for debate.
Okay, fair enough.
You should have sent that an hour ago and we could have had a shorter podcast. Can I give you a message from Orla? She says, a child benefits most from having both parental figures because they offer different strengths. While a mother may provide warmth and emotional security, I mean, I don't provide any of that for my kids.
No, I'm sure you don't, no.
So there's no need to back it up.
No, I'm sure you don't.
No, you should have
I'd be fairly
said,
confident
no,
you
should
don't.
Have turned around and said, actually, Jeremy, I think you probably are quite warm and emotional.
But I don't think you are.
You're right. A father may bring structure and encouragement. Together, they create a balanced environment that fosters a child's overall well-being. Now, I would agree and disagree with that order because what that's suggesting is children brought up in same-sex families are not well-rounded. And that would be wrong to say because I know children who have same-sex parents and they're the most well-rounded kids. Put it this way, Hitler had a mother and a father.
That's very true.
How did he turn out?
That's true. Darren is actually defending what Jeremy was saying earlier.
No way.
Jeremy, the only reason why they're pissed off at you is because the truth hurts. It isn't a claim. It's a fact. Single parent households, there's more chances of antisocial behaviour happening. That is a fact. The truth hurts. And it's not a coincidence that all these single mothers who have no father on the scene or in the work class areas have the antisocial behaviour. There's no such thing as a coincidence.
All right, thanks, Darren. And finally, Eddie.
How are you, lads? Parenting is probably the toughest gig out there. So if there is two parents in a household, it would probably be a bit easier than just having one parent. You know, share responsibility. More people to look up to. But at the same time, it's what values and what kind of moral compass that parents put into that child. Like, I grew up in a rough area and there's always fucking bad influences outside the door. But because I was raised right, I knew right from wrong and go, yeah, see that little fucker? I'm not doing what he's doing. So even if there's only one parent on the scene, if that one parent is responsible and respectful and put those values into their child, there's a really good chance that child will carry those out onto the street. However, some kids are easily led who come from really good homes. It's just the way it is, you know? But I definitely think having two parents in a household would be more beneficial than one.
All right, Eddie. Thank you very much indeed for your message.
And that's all I was saying at the start of the show. That's all I was saying, that two is, in a lot of cases, two is better than one. A football team, yeah?
Yeah.
Why does a football team have a coach and a manager?
I don't know. Why? Because two is better than one.
Thank you. Why do priests have altar boys?
Go. Let's not go down that road.
Yeah, that's a bad example.
Very bad example.
Yeah, give me another example. Oh, sorry. When you're on a plane.
Yeah.
And you go into the what's it called? The cabin? The flight
cockpit,
deck?
Cockpit, yeah.
No, it's not called a cockpit. It's flight deck.
What about it?
How come there's not just a pilot there?
In case he's in a bad mood and crashes the plane.
No, that's ridiculous. No. Sometimes you need more than one person to steer a plane.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification when we upload the next episode.